Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, voted Sauhegan Valley's best chiropractor. Really, she was. And interestingly, she never has coffee breath. Jessica Labby is our co-host. She won't let anyone forget that she owns a Vitamix and that she drinks more vegetables in one day than you could fit in your grocery cart. Mike Clark is our producer. Now, he smells like the Folgers my mom always made. You put them together and you're in for a spectacular ride, folks. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Folgers, huh, Mike?
Why do you guys always throw me under the bus? That's what I want to know.
It's so easy to do.
I'm your punching bag, aren't I?
No comment. Moving on. So we have in the studio with us a local emergency room physician and my friend, Dr. Peter Rowe. Welcome, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Yay.
Yay. Woo. So, Peter, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background?
Okay. Well, it was a pleasure to come back here in 2006 because this is where I grew up. And sort of got my exposure to medicine here when my mother was on the rescue squad, and I used to follow her out to calls, you know, with all the car crashes and stuff like that.
Really? When you were little?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was great. You sit behind the red light going blink, blink, blink on the dashboard. It was just, it was wonderful. Wonderful,
wow,
you know?
Wow, wow.
That's cool.
She didn't have a siren, so every once in a while you'd sit in the car and make the woo-woo sound so that, you know, it sounded like she had a siren. But anyway. And so then I was on the Amherst rescue squad here for a while and went off to college and then came back for a while and then did more college and then went to med school out in St. Louis, which is where I had the opportunity to meet my wife. In the chaplain's office at the med school.
No way.
Mm-hmm. You speak like a doctor.
He speaks fast.
You have that sort of calm, like, you're going to die now.
Oh, yeah, you have to be calm,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Everything is just fine. That's okay. We can put that back in.
Right. Oh, good, because I need that.
That's funny. So have you always worked in an emergency room?
Since the doctor thing, yeah. I mean, obviously, as a paramedic, you're working in the back of an ambulance, but, you know.
So you were a paramedic when you were going through school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had 20 years as a paramedic. Some of that overlaps with med school. I helped actually run one of the ambulance services in Missouri. It was kind of fun.
You must have some really good stories.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll see if we have time to get to those. So, Dr. Rowe, I know that you first started to experience chiropractic for yourself just about 3 years ago. What did you learn in medical school about chiropractic?
That it was dangerous and to be avoided if at all possible.
Really? They actually said that?
That kind of thing. I mean, it was, you know, well, you know, you're poking on your back, you know, how are you going to do this or that, poking on your back. You know, yeah, if you have back problems, maybe you can go see a chiropractor, but otherwise it's not good for that much. And that's sort of the general mainline medicine approach to chiropractic, which was sort of the perspective that I ended up coming to chiropractic with. And I got in it because my wife had a very straight back in terms of her cervical spine and a long-standing history in the family of back problems. You know, her mom sleeps on the couch because she can't sleep on the bed because it hurts too much to sleep in the bed.
Yeah.
I have to sleep on the couch for other reasons usually.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Poor Mike.
And, you know, her aunt is the same way and has had several fusions because of her back. And she's like, oh, I don't want to go there. And that got her into chiropractic. And she was actually very impressed with the fact that there seemed to be more to it. And so then, you know, she talked to me about it. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't know. But okay, it seems to be doing nice things for you. We'll go. And, you know, and I was sort of coming at it with that, you know, risk-benefit analysis that doctors do all the time. It's like, well, okay, what's the worst thing that can happen? Well, I can have a, you know, I can spend a lot of money getting a spine that looks really pretty on x-ray, you know, and that's about as bad as it can go. So let's give it a try. And since then, you know, it has just blossomed into this sensation of health and wellness that I never really expected.
Wow.
I'm going to start going soon, I think, just because everyone's hot at your office.
Excellent. Yeah. And then we can talk on air about what your spine looks like and your experiences.
I have a nice spine, I'm sure.
Okay, we'll find out. I'm just curious then, in your opinion, if you were to explain to someone how chiropractic could enhance someone's life, how would you explain it?
Well, I think your husband explains it really well, that it's all about reducing interference, or another way of looking at it is like maintenance. You know, everybody maintains their car because you want the thing to run in the morning when you get out and turn the key. And yet people don't maintain their bodies. And I was doing an informal count the other day. I was sitting in the Shaw's parking lot as my wife was picking up medicine for the kids, and I'm counting people walking in front of the car, and there were five of them went by. Three of them qualified as obese. One of them qualified as overweight, and the other one was normal. And it's like, this is how we take care of ourselves in America. And
we're a mess, aren't we?
Yes, and actually a big one, you know, a 50-pound overweight mess. And the idea that, you know, your brain needs to talk to the rest of your body makes sense. I mean, you know, people get paralyzed in car accidents because they have their spine transected, and that's sort of a very gross example of it. And no one would say, you know, gee, you know, putting that spine back together is horse hooey. Yet, you know, if we talk about it on a micro scale, you know, the little, you know, tiny nerves that are coming out to your body, and people say, oh, well, you know, fixing those is horse hooey. That's no good for you. Well, that's crazy. It all makes sense.
It's scientific fact. Your nervous system runs your organs, your tissues, your muscles, your immune system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, when you talk about the immune system, you know, I was talking with your husband, Dr. David, the other day, and I found that while I still seem to get colds, they're no longer a big deal. They're an annoyance. And instead of something that, you know, really sort of ruins my life for, you know, 4 days to a week, they just, you know, it means I use more Kleenex. You know, I can function, I can do things, but it all comes together better. My body is handling my environment much better than it used to.
Well, one thing I'm interested in hearing you talk about is obviously working in an emergency room. You know, you really have had an opportunity to help so many people. I'm sure you've saved lives. In your opinion, where has medicine really excelled and helped the most people since you've been in practice?
Well, I have kind of a skewed view of my own side of medicine in that, you know, I'm the crisis management guy. I like to say, you know, we're the shock troops, the Green Berets of medicine. You know, and when you're in deep doo-doo, you come to the ER. But ideally, you know, you're not coming to the ER for colds and flu, even though we see that too. We help people who are in crisis. And it's actually one of the things that I think is sort of sometimes missed on the relationship between things like chiropractic and mainline medicine, in that you hear it referred to as alternative and complementary medicine on occasion. And I like the phrase complementary much better, because there are things that I do well, like taking that telephone pole out of your chest after you crashed your car into it. Okay? Chiropractors don't do that.
Right.
But there
Thank
are things
God.
That, there are things that I don't do well. And especially in the ER, health maintenance is not one of the things I do well. And, you know, we're all crisis oriented. And
I feel that's overlooked in America too. You know, I mean, no one thinks about the preventative part of medicine, you know? It's like they wait for something to happen, then they go to the doctor.
Well, frankly, I think preventative medicine is an oxymoron, really.
It shouldn't be, but it is in a lot of ways. Since we're on sort of in the story mode, I tell a story about this lady who came in when I was working in New York, and she was 375 pounds and, you know, 5'6". And she's like, well, my knees hurt. And of course, the inner voice in my head is going, well, duh.
Right.
And so I'm trying to be nice, and I'm like, well, you know, we'll take an x-ray. You know, we take x-rays of the knees, and I come back and I tell her, oh, the x-rays are normal. And she's like, well, so doctor, why do my knees hurt? And at this point, I'm really trying to avoid the fat word, you know, for political correctness and stuff. So I'm like, well, ma'am, you've exceeded the design load on your knees.
Design load?
Yes. That makes total sense.
That's good. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I still got in trouble for that one, but... And that's where people are at. You know, I mean, here she is. She's, you know, 120 pounds overweight. And that can't possibly be the problem. You must have a pill that will make my knees feel better. And, you know, we can put you on narcotics. And, you know, we were talking about with that, you know, sarcastic study. We can hide your awareness that your knees have problems by putting you on pain medicine. And you won't feel your knees anymore. And they won't hurt anymore. But it isn't solving anything. What she needs to solve things is she needs to get 120 pounds of extra load off of those knees. And we seem to be unwilling to do that as Americans. We seem to be unwilling to eat small foods. We seem to be unwilling, you know, smaller portions. We seem to be unwilling to take care of ourselves. And, you know, one of the huge things that has happened to me in terms of dealing with spinal corrective is it's also not just about my spine. You know, there was the stretching workshop and, you know, changing the way I eat and look at foods that go into this whole health picture.
I agree that the whole health picture is what we collectively need to help patients to see and to give them tools to utilize a better lifestyle. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, Dr. Rowe, I want to hear more of your story.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
And we're back from break. We're talking with Dr. Peter Rowe. I'm in the studio here with Jessica and with Mike the Ab Man. So in your mindset then, if you had the opportunity to talk to all of these overweight people and obese people and people who abuse medicine, what is the best way to utilize medicine or the medical field?
Well, I guess one of the things that I like about where I'm at in medicine is I'm putting people on medicines and I'm doing things with them that are designed to be temporary. I'm not starting people on lifelong medicines, and no one should, as a goal, be trying to put somebody on medicine for life. The idea is to get you back to a normal state of health. And so if you come in to the emergency room with an asthma attack and you know, we give you a nebulizer and make you, you know, feel better and open up your bronchi and stuff like that, that's good acute care that solves the crisis at the moment. Living on albuterol should not be your goal. And I mean, you know, people, especially the teenage kids, they get sick of carrying around the inhaler and all that kind of stuff because it's non-normal. And that's a much more realistic approach than, you know, some of their parents and doctors who are like, you know, well, you got asthma. This is the way it is for the rest of your life. Like, well, maybe it's going to be that way, but ideally it's not going to be that way. You're going to do something to improve your asthma state so that you are not using the inhaler all the time. And that does not necessarily mean by adding another pill. It means by, you know, having a healthy lifestyle, which with asthma includes the idea that, you know, yes, maybe you, you know, should have a dog so that your immune system has something to do with itself and it's not so bored, which is one of the anthropomorphic ideas for why you get asthma and so on. Right. Yep, he's mulling over that word, anthropomorphic, yeah. Over there, isn't he?
Thinking, could I spell that? I think it starts with an A.
Yeah, I
think so. Good. That's about it.
Yeah. Well, when you were in school, Dr. Rowe, was there much along the curriculum that taught you how to actually help a patient improve their lifestyle? Was there much with nutrition or with helping them?
I like the nutrition one. You brought that up. We had one lecture on nutrition in 4 years.
Wow. Yep. So I think that's the downside.
And it was kind of the idea that, you know, patients who are sick still need calories because they're trying to heal themselves. And that was sort of the major thrust of the nutrition lecture, coupled with the, if you need to know more than that, consult a nutritionist. They'll come help you.
I think what's sad then is if someone only has the medical profession in their bag of tools to create health or be healthy, they're going to miss a whole component of being counseled in lifestyle. And so what happens is there's no lifestyle tools. And like you said, they get to the point where their body is broken down or they're obese. And then they are treated for chronic conditions and with lifetime medication.
You're my lifestyle tool, Jennifer.
That's right. I think your wife does a good job of helping you with that.
She really does. She won't let me eat Cheez-Its, and you know how much I love Cheez-Its.
I think the saving grace, we won't even go there, the saving grace has been there's more accessibility to information.
Yeah, that helps a lot. And one of the things that goes against practicing healthy lifestyle medicine is the business model. I mean, as an ER guy, people come to me whether they want to or not because they're in that situation in their life where they've just got to go. But if you're running a family practice office or something like that, and you know, your patient comes in and they have a cold and they want an antibiotic, you've got basically a choice. You can give them the antibiotic they want or you can lose business. And if you deny people what they want long enough, you're going to be out of business. And so if you want to keep feeding your kids, you start giving people what they want, which is a pill for this and a pill for that and a pill for something else, because they don't want to do the work and they don't want to do the maintenance. And I had one guy ask me once, he's like, so doc, what's the secret to losing weight? And I'm like, well, that's real simple. You take in less calories than you use. He's like, no, really, what's the secret to losing weight? That's the secret. You take in less calories than you use.
It's really not a secret, is it?
And so he goes one more time, no, really, doc, really, what's the secret to losing weight? Hello, that's the secret. Less calories than you use. And you know, and what he's looking for is, you know, a pill or a, you know, a magic, you know, yeah, if I stand on my head three times every morning before I go to work, I'll lose weight or, you know,
well,
like that.
Media has taught us that quick fix is what's out there. It's mm-hmm. how we should think. We shouldn't have to do the work because there's a pill or a potion or a lotion or a salve or some type of supplement even that will give us what we want. And I think all of us who've been in the healthcare industry really trying to promote healthier lifestyles know that it's really just conscientiousness and work to keep your body healthy. In your opinion, is there a philosophical difference between chiropractic care and medical care?
I think so. We're looking at things from different ends. The chiropractic is looking at things from a health perspective, how to maintain health, how to keep people healthy. And traditional medicine is looking at it from a disease perspective. Okay, you have a disease. What do I do to get rid of that disease for you? And, you know, as an analogy, I like your husband's electrician and fire department thing that, you know, if you have an electrical problem in your house, you know, do you wait for the house to catch fire and call the fire department to fix the problem, or do you call an electrician? And, you know, I would expect that everybody listening to this would say, well, no, you call an electrician, you get it fixed before the house burns down. And that's the chiropractic approach. You know, me, I'm the fireman. Having said that, you wouldn't say, we've got really good electricians, let's disband the fire department. Things happen,
right.
You know,
right.
And if the house burns, you still want the fire department there. But using the fire department to fix your electrical problems is crazy. And using pills to fix an underlying disorder.
Too many donuts for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. And taking Lipitor to fix that is silly. Just skip the donuts and skip the Lipitor.
That's right.
How many donuts do you eat for breakfast, Jessica?
I got off donuts.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, I used to be heavy into them, but
really?
I came clean, yes.
I can't even imagine you putting your lips on a crawler. Well, I can actually, but...
She's actually 2 weeks into a nutritional cleanse, so she's clean
right
now.
I am clean. I'm drinking my vegetable juice.
The thing that's nice about donuts are such an honest food, you know? They look like a donut, and when you eat them, they make a donut right around your middle.
Okay, on that note, that was good. In your opinion, then, who should utilize chiropractic care? Who should go to a chiropractor?
I think basically everybody should. I mean, it's about the maintenance of your body. And the more you go to the chiropractor, the less you have to see me. And in many ways, if I'm doing my job right, I should put myself out of business. Now, having said that, a lot of my business is stupidity. And nobody's going to cure that. You know, I mean, the idea of, you know, gee, I wasn't looking where my fingers were when I saw the, you know, cut that board,
right.
You know, and I don't know the chiropractic will fix that. I wasn't looking where my fingers were thing. So I'm really never going to put myself out of business. But
sure.
I would like to be out of the business of seeing people coming in saying, you know, yeah, I've got abdominal pain that I've had for years and years. And I've been on this pill and that pill and the other pill, and it's not getting any better. And can I please get some pain medicine? Like, why don't we get to the bottom of your abdominal pain problem? And having your system working correctly is the first step to that. And then if there's other things going on after your system is back in order, then it may be appropriate for you to be on a medicine. But to medicate you before the system is in order, it's like calling someone to your house. You know, I'd like you to vacuum the carpets. Well, I can't find the carpets. You've got too much junk on the floor. You wouldn't do that. You've got to you know, get to the floor. You've got to clean the house, and then someone come in vacuum the carpets. You got to get step one before step two. And if you want to be healthy, you've got to be taking care of yourself. You can't expect that you're going to do whatever the heck you want, and you know, drink every weekend, and you know, eat every breakfast at Dunkin' Donuts and every lunch at McDonald's, and that I'm going to have some sort of a pill that's going to undo all of that. It's just not going to happen.
Right. Well, and to clarify how chiropractic can work into a wellness lifestyle, if our listeners aren't aware of it, Dr. Rowe is referring to the nervous system. And when a chiropractor is especially a wellness corrective-based doctor, we work on the spine as a way to make sure the nervous system is healthy. And it's just scientific fact that the nervous system runs the entire body. And so chiropractic is not a treatment for any type of symptom or condition. It's just a way to make sure that the foundation of your health, your spine and nervous system, is allowing proper flow from your brain to your body. And because of that, you know, Dr. Rowe utilizes chiropractic care for his family, not necessarily because there's symptoms or conditions, but because it allows full expression of our potential. Dr. Rowe, I really appreciate your time. I appreciate how much you've helped our community, and it's really gratifying to know that we have professionals in the medical field who really see the big picture and not only help their patients, but help lead them towards better choices.
We always have the smartest guests, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
How'd I get on the show?
I don't know. Can I get a script of Viagra? No, I'm kidding.
On that Mike. Note.
With a side order of Vicodin, can you supersize that, please?
See you next time, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.